KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 15 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 29. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Shenandoah last night arrested a woman who allegedly took a vehicle without permission. Officers received a stolen vehicle report at around 10:50 p.m. The vehicle was later located near the Valley View Apartments. A suspect in the theft, 50-year-old Shelley Graham of Shenandoah, was taken into custody. She was charged with operating a vehicle without the owner's consent, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. During the booking process, it was discovered that Graham also had a valid Page County warrant for her arrest for theft in the fifth degree. Graham was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. A traffic stop Wednesday night in Adams County resulted in one person being arrested on a drug charge. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 18-year-old Cheyenne Goodnight was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. She was taken into custody at around 11:50 p.m. after being pulled over near the intersection of Corning Carl Road and Nottoway River Road. Goodnight was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a man Wednesday afternoon on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. 28-year-old Andrew Dean West of Malvern was taken into custody at around 3:30 p.m. West was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Nearly 200 people turned out at a southeast Omaha intersection to remember a Council Bluffs woman killed 1 year ago in a crash that police say was caused by a drunken driver in the country illegally. Friends and family of 21-year-old Sarah Root released balloons Tuesday night in her memory. Investigators say 20-year-old Eswin Mejia was in the country illegally when he was driving drunk last February and crashed into Root's car, killing her. Authorities haven't seen Mejia since he posted $5,000 bond and was released from jail. Iowa and Nebraska lawmakers have introduced legislation to require federal immigration officials to keep any person in the country illegally in custody when charged with a crime involving serious injury or death. President Trump mentioned the Omaha case during his campaign rallies to bolster support for a crackdown on illegal immigration. Officials of the Sac City Police Department say a car versus pedestrian accident Tuesday afternoon claimed the life of an elderly man. The accident took place around 1:40 p.m. at the intersection of Audubon Street and South 5th Street in Sac City. Authorities say 74-year-old Sherry Bush of Sac City was driving a car northbound on South 5th Street when her car hit 88-year-old Alan Galbraith, also of Sac City. The accident happened as Galbraith was crossing the street. The man was transported to Loring Hospital and then later flown to a hospital in Sioux City, where he died a short time later. Well, firefighters from Atlantic were called to a gas line incident Wednesday morning in the vicinity of Redwood Drive and Aspen Drive. Officials said they were dispatched just before 9 a.m. after a company's boring machine accidentally clipped the Alliant Energy gas line. Alliant also responded and was in the process late in the morning of repairing the leak. Fire crews remained on standby at the scene for about 45 minutes. No evacuations were needed, according to authorities, and there were no injuries reported. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones last night administered the oath of office to Atlantic Police Officer Spencer Walton.
Spencer, raise your right hand. Spencer Walton, do solemnly swear.
I, Spencer Walton, do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
And the Constitution of the State of Iowa.
That I will faithfully and impartially.
And that I will faithfully and impartially.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Discharge all the duties of the office of police sergeant.
Discharge all the duties of the office of police sergeant.
In Atlantic, Iowa.
In Atlantic, Iowa.
As now or hereafter required by law.
As now or hereafter required by law.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You're
official.
The event took place as part of the Atlantic regular city council meeting. Spencer Walton has been an officer with the APD since 2008. He was promoted to sergeant in order to fill a vacancy on the Atlantic police force that was created by the resignation in December of Cody Eccles. And the City Council in Walnut will meet this evening at their City Hall Council Chambers. During their 5 o'clock session, the Council will receive information concerning the installation of fiber to the home from Janelle Hansen and Leanne McCarthy with Walnut Communications. The Council will also discuss the streetscape enhancement project, streetscape and building facade improvements. Other discussion will revolve around the operation of the Walnut Welcome Center, school property, and the well project, as well as a possible amendment to the urban renewal plan. They'll also hold a preliminary review of the fiscal year 2017-18 City of Walnut budget. and consider the adoption of a resolution scheduling the time and place for a public hearing to solicit written and oral comments on the proposed FY 2017-18 budget. In the funeral announcements, Erna Mulbauer Odendahl, age 90, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Erna Odendahl will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Pamela Everhart, age 66, of Atlantic, died January 22nd. Celebration of Life services for Pamela Everhart will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Martin Mattis Funeral Home in Emmitsburg, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic insisting with the arrangements. Martina Brahini, age 91, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. A massive Christian burial for Martina Brahini will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Kenneth Lyle Uncle Bud Grage, age 94, of Manila, died Tuesday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Kenneth Uncle Bud Grage will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. Edward John, age 94, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Edward John will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. And Grace Munt, age 97, of Lenox and formerly of Corning, died Monday at the Lenox Care Center. Memorial services for Grace Munt will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Corning United Methodist Church. Pearson Family Funeral Service and Cremation Center of Corning has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.